Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wedding People is a contemporary novel that takes the glittering surface of a seaside wedding season and uses it to explore what happens when life refuses to fit the script. Set largely within the charged, ceremonial space of a grand hotel that hosts its share of nuptials and family gatherings, the book follows a woman adrift who checks in expecting anonymity and quiet. Instead, she is pulled into the whirl of strangers at their most heightened moment. Weddings promise order, beauty, and belonging. They also intensify the fault lines that run through love, money, memory, and expectation. Alison Esposh blends humor with an acute emotional intelligence to show how the rituals we plan to make everything perfect often reveal the parts of us we most wish to hide. Esposh has a talent for noticing the telling details of how people speak, avoid speaking, and try to save face. The novel delights in observation, confiding in the reader without condescension, and saving space for surprise. There is romance here, yes, but there is just as much about friendship, chosen kin, and the observation that the most enduring bonds do not always come with flowers and a cake. The hotel becomes a liminal zone, a place of arrival and departure that lets the characters test new versions of themselves. As weekends unfold and ceremonies rise and fall, the narrator finds herself forming alliances with the wedding people, those who exist on the edges of the celebration, who work it, support it, or escape it. The Wedding People is both sparkling and searing, amused by the theater of matrimony, and deeply moved by the tenderness that persists despite all the staging. It is a novel for readers who appreciate wit sharpened by empathy, and who know that reinvention can begin in the most unlikely place. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rituals, performance, and the messy truth of intimacy. Weddings present themselves as the ultimate act of clarity. Two people stand in front of witnesses and declare a future. The choreography is precise, the colors coordinated, the toasts rehearsed. The Wedding People takes this stage and turns the light slightly so that we can see the wings, the cues, the costume changes, and the moments when the actors forget their lines. The novel treats the ceremony with respect, honoring the ways ritual can comfort and connect, while refusing to ignore the contradictions bubbling under the surface. In doing so, it captures intimacy not as a single vow, but as a series of choices that unfold long after the sparklers burn out. Esposh uses the setting of a hotel as an amplifier of performance. Guests become audiences and performers at once. The narrator watches strangers proclaim eternal devotion in the afternoon and negotiate old resentments at the bar that night. The language of weddings promises simplicity, but the novel shows how love is inevitably tethered to memory, family dynamics, class expectations, and private griefs. By juxtaposing polished ceremonies with raw backstage moments, Esposh suggests that the story of a relationship is always more complex than the narrative the cake topper tells. Crucially, the book resists cynicism. It does not mock the desire for ritual or the hope that a party can mark a new beginning. Instead, it examines how performance can both conceal and create reality. When people repeat vows and dance until morning, they are rehearsing the habit of choosing one another. They are also sometimes acting for their parents, their friends, their social media followers, or their own younger selves. The protagonist learns to distinguish between gestures that are for show and gestures that are for love. Along the way, the story highlights the tender, quiet moments that never make it into a slideshow. An aunt slipping a snack to an anxious child, a tired server steadying a trembling glass, a friend stepping in to intercept a spiraling conversation. Intimacy, the novel argues, is built out of these ordinary acts of care, the ones that endure when the DJ has gone home. By the end of this exploration, weddings no longer read as either pure fantasy or hollow spectacle. They appear as human rituals, flawed and luminous, in which the performance reveals a truth precisely because it is shared. The novel offers readers a way to appreciate the beauty without losing sight of the life that waits outside the ballroom doors. Secondly, reinvention, liminal spaces, and the courage to begin again. At the heart of The Wedding People is a story about reinvention. The protagonist arrives at the coastal hotel carrying a private weight she cannot name easily. She seeks anonymity, a pause, perhaps even an escape from a life that has narrowed to grief and habit. The hotel offers a threshold. People check in with one name and check out with another. Rings appear on fingers. Suitcases are packed with costumes for roles that begin on Saturday and must be lived on Monday. In this in-between place, the narrator discovers that no one knows enough about her to fix her in a single story. That kind of freedom is terrifying and bracing in equal measure. Espache renders reinvention not as a glossy makeover, but as an accumulation of small, brave choices. The narrator experiments with new routines, new conversations, and new kinds of attention. She says yes to a task she would usually refuse, stays for one more song, and allows herself to be moved by the kindness of near strangers. These changes are not linear or easy. The past interrupts. Old narratives tug at her sleeve. Yet the hotel itself encourages motion. Every day brings arrivals and departures, a visual reminder that stasis is not the natural state of things. The presence of weddings sharpens this theme. A marriage is often narrated as a beginning, but it is also a continuation loaded with histories and obligations. Watching others take vows forces the narrator to ask what promises she might make to herself. Does she have the courage to invest in a future she cannot guarantee? Can she imagine belonging when she feels like a ghost drifting through other people's stories? The book refuses quick redemption. Reinvention here is less a single epiphany than the patient rebuilding of trust in ordinary days. Espache also explores how reinvention is relational. People see us in ways we cannot see ourselves. In the hotel, the protagonist meets staff, guests, and the many wedding people who exist at the edges of the celebration. Their perspectives grant her a new mirror. When someone remembers her coffee order or asks a real question, she becomes legible again, not as a problem to be solved, but as a person making her way. The novel suggests that beginning again requires both solitude and witness. We need quiet to hear what we want, and other humans to help us carry it. By anchoring this theme in a physical place that is all thresholds and doorways, the book makes reinvention feel tangible. It is not a promise the narrator makes to herself in the abstract. It is what she practices in hallways, elevators, and early morning walks by the water. Readers who have ever felt the urge to vanish will recognize the paradox at work. To truly disappear, one must first be seen. The Wedding People offers the gentlest of arguments for staying. Thirdly, unexpected friendships and the many forms of love. Although weddings center romantic love, the most transformative relationships in The Wedding People are often friendships and alliances formed in the margins. Espache fills the hotel with a cast of characters who drift in and out of the narrator's days, each carrying their own private stakes in the weekend. There are event planners with excellent instincts for disaster, banquet staff with a sixth sense for human weather, relatives cycling through nostalgia and rivalry, and guests who seem to appear in the exact moment they are most needed. Out of these chance collisions, the narrator learns that love wears many outfits. Some are satin, and some are linen aprons. All matter. The friendships in the novel emerge through shared work, shared humor, and the relief of honesty. Espache is acutely attuned to how women, in particular, teach one another to endure and reimagine. There is a steady exchange of tips and tenderness. How to fix a zipper under pressure. How to exit a conversation with grace. How to absorb a blow and keep moving without hardening into bitterness. These acts of mentorship and care do not position friendship as a consolation prize. They are presented as life-saving, inventive, and durable. Through them, the narrator reclaims a capacity for attachment that grief had numbed. The book also resists the hierarchy that places romantic love above all else. Members of the wedding party may be granted the spotlight, but the novel keeps turning our gaze to the people who catch the bouquet when it drops. An older couple shares a dance marked by quiet familiarity that says as much about devotion as any speech. A child falls asleep on a volunteer shoulder, trusting the world to hold them. An exhausted bartender slips an extra glass of water into a trembling hand. These moments accumulate into a chorus that insists love is not a single genre. It is a practice of seeing and being seen. Humor threads through these friendships. The characters develop a language of in-jokes and sideways glances that let them navigate the occasionally absurd theater of weddings without cruelty. Laughter is not used to avoid feeling. it becomes a way to survive it. In the process, the narrator realizes that acceptance does not always arrive as grand affirmation. Sometimes it arrives as a coworker who keeps her company during a late-night cleanup, or as a stranger who sits beside her on a bench simply because she seems like she could use a bench partner. By showing love in multiple registers, The Wedding People invites readers to broaden their own definitions. It offers a reminder that the relationships that rescue us are often the ones that fit easily into a weekday, that make grocery lists and share rides and know our coffee orders. The novel honors romance while refusing to let it crowd out every other kind of bond. Fourthly, class, labor, and the behind-the-scenes machinery of celebration. Every beautiful event runs on invisible work. The Wedding People pulls back the curtain on the economic and emotional labor that powers weddings, tracing how class intersects with hospitality in ways that can be tender, funny, and sharply observant. The hotel is a workshop disguised as a dream. Ironed linens and perfect centerpieces arrive courtesy of hands that never appear in the photographs. Espache makes those hands visible without sentimentality, giving the backstage its own texture and stakes. We meet planners who know exactly how many minutes a toast should run, servers who can read a table the way a musician reads a room, and managers juggling budgets, weather, and family dynamics that could topple a night. The novel respects the skills required to deliver something that looks effortless. It also notices the toll. Long hours, strained smiles, and the expectation that the staff will absorb guests' moods without flinching form, a constant background hum. The protagonist, hovering between guest and helper, becomes an observant witness to this choreography. Class shows up in what is assumed and what is not. Some guests speak the language of entitlement fluently. Others are hyper-aware of not belonging to the world they are temporarily renting for a weekend. Espache illuminates how money can both shield and isolate, how it can buy efficiency, but not necessarily ease. The staff, meanwhile, move through every event as both insiders and outsiders. They know the hotel better than anyone, and yet they must perform invisibility to keep the fantasy intact. This double vision allows for comedy and critique. Importantly, the novel does not reduce the backstage to a lecture on exploitation. It captures the pride that many workers take in craft, the familial bonds formed on a line, the wit and resilience required to keep things moving when the cake collapses or a storm interrupts a beach ceremony. There is generosity here, and a recognition that celebration is a communal act, even when money draws boundaries. The narrator learns to see the party as a whole ecology in which every role matters. By attending to labor with such nuance, The Wedding People gives readers a fresh perspective on events they may take for granted. It changes how we understand the cost of beauty and the ethics of how we treat the people who serve, clean, organize, and smooth the way. The book extends an invitation to gratitude and curiosity. It asks us to remember that the night we call magical is also someone else's Tuesday shift, and that respect is itself a form of celebration. Lastly, tone, structure, and the art of balancing humor with heartbreak. One of the lasting pleasures of The Wedding People is the way it balances lightness and depth. Espache writes with a comedian's timing and a poet's attention to the emotional weather of a room. The prose finds the absurdities of a bouquet toss while never losing sight of the private storms that brought people to the ballroom. This tonal dexterity allows the novel to move confidently between scenes of slapstick near disaster and moments of profound stillness, the kind in which a single sentence can rearrange a life. The structure reinforces this balance. Set across a sequence of weekends and weekdays, arrivals and departures, the novel accrues meaning through repetition and variation. Each wedding offers a new lens on the same core questions. What promises can we keep? What do we owe the people we once were? What do we want to carry forward? And what must be set down? The rhythm of the hotel gives the story a heartbeat. We recognize the pattern of setup, celebration, and teardown, and that recognition frees the book to explore character with patience. Espache also trusts the negative space. She lets important revelations arrive sideways, in an aside or a glance, rather than in melodramatic speeches. That choice keeps the emotional temperature believable. Readers are invited to participate, to connect the threads and notice how a minor character's gesture in chapter 1 reverberates quietly in a later scene. The result is intimate without being confessional, and funny without feeling glib. Humor serves as an instrument of care rather than deflection. Jokes appear as release valves, making room for feeling rather than shutting it down. When things go wrong during a ceremony, as they inevitably do, the comedy lands because the stakes are human, not cruel. We laugh with the characters, not at them. That generosity extends to the story's treatment of grief and depression. The book acknowledges darkness without cloaking everything in it. Light sneaks in through friendship, work, and a dogged curiosity about other people. In terms of voice, the narration is observant, warm, and skeptical in healthy proportions. It respects the reader's intelligence and rewards attention. The language is clean and precise, capable of capturing both the choreography of a crowded dance floor and the quiet of an early morning corridor. That clarity makes the book immensely readable, even as it engages complex ideas about ritual, agency, and belonging. Together, tone and structure make The Wedding People a novel that comforts even as it challenges. It models how to hold contradictory truths in the same hand. A day can be both ridiculous and sacred. A person can be both lost and brave. A party can be both performance and real life. That is the art here, and it lingers. In conclusion, The Wedding People will resonate with readers who love character-driven fiction that blends humor with emotional acuity. If you are drawn to novels set in vivid social microcosms like a hotel, a campus, or a summer community, this story offers that immersive pleasure, along with a keen understanding of how rituals shape us. Fans of contemporary authors who write intimate, witty, and compassionate portraits of people in transition will find a satisfying companion here. It is also a powerful pick for anyone navigating loss, reinvention, or a disorienting in-between phase of life. The book extends a gentle hand to those who have considered disappearing, suggesting that staying can be an act of courage and that connection can begin anywhere. This novel can benefit your life in practical and emotional ways. It reframes weddings and other big life events not as tests you must pass, but as places where you can practice attention and care. It models how to notice the people who make celebration possible and how gratitude can transform a room. It also provides language for reinvention that is sustainable, focused on small choices and durable bonds rather than on dramatic flips of identity. The humor here is a balm, proof that laughter and seriousness can live together without canceling each other out. When you turn the last page, you may find yourself more forgiving of your own detours and more awake to everyday tenderness. Why choose The Wedding People over another contemporary novel? Because it offers both sparkle and substance, a rare balance of scene-stealing set pieces and quiet insights that repay attention. Because Alison Esposh writes with generosity and precision, revealing complexity without cruelty. Because the setting is a living organism you will want to revisit, and the characters are the kind of almost strangers you will think about long after checkout. Above all, choose it because it will make you feel less alone in the rooms where life is both staged and real. That is worth the ticket. If you would like to support Alison Esposh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.